Vendor lock-in is probably the most common consumerist evil that we have to deal with. But the worst part about it to me isn't even the fact that it exists. It's how the people who are affected by it, the consumers, oftentimes end up interacting with it. You see, people who don't seem to understand vendor lock-in often end up treating it as a point of pride, right? It's something that they're happy about, that their accessories for their brand only work with their brand and don't work with any other brand. Like, take iPhone and Android users, for example. Until very recently, we weren't even able to use the same kind of chargers. Apple was using the Lightning charger, and Androids were pretty much all on USB-C for the last couple of years. And it's really only because the EU bullied Apple into using USB-C that now we're able to share chargers. But still to this day, if an Android user text somebody with an iPhone, they're going to have the green bubble. And the green bubble is still sort of like a badge of shame, right? It's this meme where, oh, you can't trust somebody who has a green bubble, or if they have a green bubble, they must be poor, even though a lot of the high-end Android phones, like the folding ones especially, they cost more than the flagship iPhones do. So it really doesn't make any sense. But the thing about vendor lock-in is that it's so pervasive across different industries. I mean, obviously, it's all over the world in tech, but it also exists a lot in tools. This is something that I became more familiar with when I started buying tools to do my homesteading farming hobby with all my chickens and ducks that you see around here. So today I'm going to talk about some vendor lock-in with tools, which, in case you didn't know, is mostly centered around the batteries. All right, so now that I have both my hands free, I can show you the differences in these batteries. So this is the Milwaukee M18 fuel battery. That's just their branding that they use, but basically this is the latest generation Milwaukee battery, and this is the DeWalt, I think it's called 20V Max battery. And if you look at them side by side, I mean, their profiles are pretty much the same. This one here is probably a little bit thicker just because this is a 3 amp hour battery and this is a 2 amp hour. They detach a little bit different. Like for the DeWalt, you press this tab down in the bottom, and then I don't know if you can see it, but that black part there comes down. So that's how you can detach it from a charger or from a tool. And then with the Milwaukee, you've got these two that you press in from the side, and then that makes these red tabs come in. All right, but let's talk about the vendor lock-in. So if you have a DeWalt brand drill like this here, the Milwaukee battery obviously doesn't fit on your tool, right? You've got to use the DeWalt brand battery. And then there's also like third-party batteries you can use too. So it's not necessarily made by DeWalt, but it's just the DeWalt form factor. And I'm not really going to get into talking about that. We're just talking about brand specific batteries here. Okay. So because the DeWalt tool can only use DeWalt batteries and vice versa with Milwaukee, that's where the vendor lock-in starts, right? If someone is looking to buy some tools, they're probably not going to get their first drill as a DeWalt and their first saw as a Milwaukee, because then they're going to have to buy different sets of batteries and also different sets of chargers. Right? So this here is the DeWalt charger. And you can see that, Milwaukee down there for now, you can see that fits on it, no problem. But you can't do that with the Milwaukee. So if you just wanted to get the absolute best, you know, from everything, regardless of brand, you're going to really end up spending an arm and a leg on your batteries. Now, this has been the case for a very long time, because even if you look at the older tools, like this is a 18-volt DeWalt circular saw, okay? And you can see that this is where the battery goes in, right? So it's very different than the newer DeWalt brands, but they do sell adapters. And actually, this might be a DeWalt brand one. Now, I don't think this is an official DeWalt brand, but anyway, you can get adapters that will adapt the older style or the newer style batteries to the older style tools. I don't know if they go in reverse. I don't think they do. So you get this here DeWalt battery plugged into there. Then you can put it into the circular saw. And it runs flawlessly. Now, getting back to vendor lock-in, let's go over here to this wood pile so I can set some things down and talk to you a little easier. Now, the most recent tool that I added to my collection was this Milwaukee framing nailer. And the reason I decided to get a Milwaukee framing nailer was primarily because I was able to get a good price on it, but also I was watching videos on the differences between Milwaukee, DeWalt, Ryobi, and some other brands that have framing nailers, and I made the decision that Milwaukee was ultimately the best one for what I was going to be doing. Now, you might be wondering, well, why wouldn't I just stay loyal to DeWalt and stick with DeWalt tools since I'm a DeWalt man? Well, I'm not really a DeWalt man. I only got into DeWalt because of this circular saw, which is actually my stepdad's. He's just given it to me on extended loan, but he's a DeWalt man. I think his reasoning for it, which I've kind of come to agree with, at least as far as the region where I work is concerned, is that most people have DeWalt tools. So if you go to most job sites in like Southside Virginia, you're probably gonna see people using DeWalt tools, are going to have DeWalt batteries, are gonna have DeWalt chargers, DeWalt accessories, and so it makes more sense for you to have DeWalt stuff. Okay, but one of the other deciding factors, and I guess probably the best part of this video for why I ended up getting the Milwaukee framing nailer, is you can actually get an adapter that lets you use DeWalt batteries on this framing nailer. So let me show you this thing right here. Right, pretty much just a simple piece of plastic with some, well, electronics inside, of course. I might open this one day just to take a look at it, because I don't think it's anything too complicated. I mean, if you've got a little bit of electrical engineering talent, you could probably whip up one of these and maybe a 3D printer to create the housing or whatever. But you basically just put that in the back there. Here, let's get this big 6 amp hour battery there. Plug that in. And so that's what it looks like when everything's connected up. And then, let's see, I think I got 3-inch nails in here right now. It'd help if I turned it on. Look at that. Two pieces of wood put together. So yeah, there's really no reason to fall into or to let proprietary batteries get you into that cult following of brand loyalty with tools. You know, I have a neighbor and also my brother-in-law. They have some Milwaukee tools. Brother-in-law, I wouldn't really say is a Milwaukee fanboy, but my neighbor definitely is. He's the type of guy that says, oh, I'm not going to use no yellow tools. But I borrowed some of his Milwaukee stuff. You know, he won't use my ugly yellow stuff, which is fine. But I borrowed his Milwaukee drills before, and I didn't really experience any difference with my DeWalt drill and impact driver combo. So again, if he wants to be into Milwaukee and you know, spend a little bit more money on tools, that's also one of the deciding factors why I got into DeWalt, just because I feel like the best bang for your buck is generally with them versus Milwaukee, Makita, or some other kind of brands. But, you know, don't let yourself fall into getting a lesser tool just because of battery differences. Like with the DeWalt framing nailer, and again, this is one of the reasons why I went with Milwaukee instead of DeWalt, is theirs has this rev up before you're able to drive a nail. So you can't really drive nails super quick like you can with this one here. In fact, I could try demoing the bump fire mode for you guys with this. I generally don't use this, but if you're like a roofer, maybe if you're driving a whole bunch of nails back to back, you might prefer that, where you basically just hold down the trigger and yeah, you can drive it really quickly. And I don't think that's something you can do with the DeWalt, because again, it has this like little rev up. I mean, it's not long, it's like a second, 2 seconds maybe, but the kind of engine or motor, whatever inside, kind of has to rev up before you're able to drive a nail. So yeah, I just wanted to share this with you guys. I bought this thing off of Amazon, but again, I'm sure that you could 3D print it or whatever. It's like 10 bucks though if you need to buy it off of Amazon, and it'll save you a boatload of money on batteries, because I think a 2-pack battery combo for Milwaukee, if you're getting the Milwaukee brand of batteries, is gonna run you a couple $100s. So save yourself some money, because it's better spent on your work.